We're on Daf Tes Zayin. We're starting from the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis, with eight lines up. Shmuel Merab. So Shmuel has the following Shalom Merab. We're talking about the case here where you buy a field from a Gazlan. So it's a field that you actually never bought. We discussed getting back the main money, getting back the Shvach, is it Ribbis, etc. Shmuel has the following Shalom. Chazav Alachim Yibalim Mishayim Mara. What if the Meicher, who's the Gazlan over here, then tracks down the person he stole it from, and he says, I'd like to buy the field off you. Okay, and he goes ahead and buys the field off the Gazlan, and off the Nigzal. He buys the field off the Nigzal. What happens to the field now? He already had sold this field. So Reuven had stole a field. He sold it to Shimon. Okay. Now Reuven goes back to Levi, who he stole it from, and he buys it off of him. Does it now stay by Shimon? Or do we say no? Reuven gets his field back, but Shimon's out of luck. So says the Gemara, Chazav Alachim Yibalim Mishayim Mara. Amar Leih, so Rav answered him, Ma'amachar Lo Risha in the Sheni, Kol Schusha Tevel Yodei. When Reuven sold the field to Shimon, the assumption was, of course, that it was Reuven's field. But even if it wasn't Reuven's field at that point in time, the assumption is that any schus that Reuven's going to have in the field even, that would automatically turn to Shimon, and therefore when Reuven buys the field back from the Nigzal, it actually ends up becoming Shimon's field now. Now we have two questions we have to deal with here. A, why is this so? And B, what is the halakhic mechanics? Like, where's the kinyan? How is it working? The more I'm going to discuss both of them. So it says about my time. But first of all, what's the reason behind this? We're assuming, it sounds like we're assuming it's some sort of thing through Rabbanan. But so my, we have two more, says two svars. The answer is because Reuven doesn't want Shimon to call him a Gazlan. When the Nigzal eventually is going to come take the field away from Shimon, Shimon's going to turn back to Reuven and say, hey, you sold me nothing. You basically stole my money. You're a Gazlan. So to protect himself from being called a Gazlan, therefore Reuven, when he buys the field back from the Nigzal, his intention is that it should go to Shimon. Or another svar of Ashi Amar, Nichele Deleiki Behemnuse. He wants to be a trustworthy person. And if it turns out that this field gets taken away from Shimon, Reuven definitely looks like a non-trustworthy person. Is there any nafkamini between the way we express these two ideas? So maybe there is. Maybe Nayu. First thing, Mars attempts a few ideas. Ikemenau de mis lekeach. What if the lekeach dies? So if the lekeach over here dies, so now Reuven's not dealing with Shimon. Reuven's dealing with Shimon's children. So the Mara thinks, the whole thing is you don't want Shimon to curse you out and call you a Gazlan hamisle. Shimon's not here anymore, so he's not going to curse me out. If it's a question of not what he's going to do to me, but that I should be considered a trustworthy person, Reuven should be a trustworthy person, he wants the children and everybody else to also think that he's a trustworthy person. So maybe that would be enough kamina in that case. If Shimon is already gone, does Reuven, when he buys the field, give it to Shimon? Maybe yes or no. So, well, that's not true. So if Karle b'nei lekeach gazlana, even if Shimon's not going to curse Reuven out, Shimon's children are still going to curse Reuven out and call him a gazlan. So that lechayr, either way, he still wants to cover it up and give it to Shimon or Shimon's children. Ella maybe he says, well, that ikemenau is the other way. Ikemenau de mes gazlan. What if the gazlan dies? What does he care what someone curses about when he's already dead? He wants to have his name should be a trustworthy family. Hachanami, Afakav the Miss, even though he's dead, Nichele Lekim Amnusa. Therefore, his intention always was that it should always go to Shimon. So, what do you mean? Again, Seif Karlu Lubenei, Bene Gazanah. Even if they're not going to curse out him, they're going to curse out his kids, that his kids are having stolen property now. See, be the way, whether it's Mitzad, his trustworthiness, or Mitzad, people calling him names, that would be the same whether we're talking about the children of the Gazan or the children of the Kech. So, what's the nafkamina here? Elik benayu diyav matanom. What about a case where it's a matana, where he didn't sell it to Shimon, he gave it to Shimon as a matana. So therefore, that he wants to be a trustworthy person, so therefore he's a trustworthy person. He still has that issue. When I give you a present, you want to say I'm a trustworthy person. I didn't give you stolen property or I didn't give you something that's going to get taken away. And therefore, when Reuven buys it from the Nigzal, his intention is that it should go to the person he gave it to Matana with. But that you're afraid that Shimon, who you sold it to, was going to curse you out. But if you didn't sell it to Shimon, you gave it to Shimon as a present. So then, I didn't steal anything from you. I didn't take it. I gave you a present. Say, I fooled you, granted. Okay, but that's not a Gazlan issue. That's not a cursing you out that you stole my money, you made that field be stolen from me. That's not going to happen in that nafkamina. So therefore, depending on the Dakas Dika Svar over here, there could be a nafkamina in each case. But the one I was saying, like Rav Paskim, Delamaisa, when Reuven goes ahead and acquires the field from the Nigzal, the assumption is it stays by Shimon. Says the Gemara, not is that always the case. Pshita, says the Gemara, Zavna Urta V'yav Matana. What if Reuven sells the field to Shimon? Okay. And Reuven knows it's not really his field to begin with. Okay. Then Reuven goes and sells it again to Yehuda. Or Reuven gives it Beirusha to one of his children, or he gives it as a present to Yehuda, and then Reuven goes and buys it from Levi. So now when he goes and buys it from Levi, is he intending it that it should stay by the first person he told it to, Shimon, or the second person he told it to, Yehuda in this case? In this case, he clearly is not intending for it to stay by Shimon, because from the fact that he gave it to somebody else or sold it to someone else afterwards, then he doesn't really care about Shimon. He doesn't want to be trusted by Shimon. It makes no difference to him. Therefore, Shimon is for sure going to be out of picture. You're definitely going to take it away from Shimon, and then L'chayri, you would give it to Yehuda, whoever this is. Okay, what about another case? Nafle B'Yerusha. What if it turns out that the Levi that Reuven had stolen the field from was a relative? Maybe it was a father, maybe some other distant relative. And then it wasn't the pshat that Reuven went and bought it back from Levi. Levi died and Reuven was the heir. And Reuven acquired this field now as a Yerusha from Levi. So he didn't actually do any work to get it from Levi. So the Yerusha Mameli, that happens by itself. He didn't do any work to get it. The whole svara that we're saying that he meant to give it to Shimon because he wanted to be trustworthy, because he wanted to be a gazan, is when we see he goes out of his way to work to acquire the field, then we assume he really wanted to give it to Shimon. But if he just got it by accident, by Yerusha, he didn't do anything. A lot after we see that svara that he really wants to give it to Shimon. In this case, he gets to keep it. Okay, what about the following case? Gava iu b'chayvai. What if it turns out that he stole a field from someone, and that person owed him money. Okay, so now he goes to collect it. He says to the guy, yes, I stole your field from you, but you really owed me 100 shekel, so I'm just going to keep the field, we'll make it a wash. So chazina. So then it depends on the nature of how he's collecting the choy. If the nigzal has other lands, the Omar and the Gazan says to him, Hi, Ba'ina, I want this specific field, that the one I stole from you is the one I want to keep. So then look, why does he care which field it is? Must be he cares because he knows he already sold this field, so he wants to get this field back so he can take care of the lekech, so he'll be trustworthy. V'loi, if he just says, give me any field, then zuzu dubai bara. He just wants to get back paid for his loan. He's not trying to clean up the deal of the false field that he made, and then lav dafka with that, go to Shimon. What about yav nile b'matona? What if the nigzal is meichel to the gazan? He says to the gazan, you can keep it. So here, the gazan didn't work. He didn't pay for it. He didn't do anything to get it, which we said is as far as it says. He doesn't want to give it to Shimon. But on the other hand, when you get a present from someone, there's some sort of relationship building that occurred in the backup. So, pligibar v'acharavina, that's machlekes. Chara mamatani kirusha, da mamela. You didn't do anything. You didn't pay anything. You didn't ask to get it. It came to you, mamela. Therefore, if you did not work for it, we have no reason to think that you were trying to get it to give to Shimon. No, matana is like a mecher. Why? If not the fact that you went out of your way to make sure you were nice to this person, you bought him presents, you schmoozed with him, you talked to him, he wouldn't have given you a present. And the whole reason you were so nice to the nigzal is so that he would give you the field, so that you could get the field back to be trustworthy back to Shimon. So maybe a matana is like a mecher, maybe a matana is not. We can debate it. Says the Gemara, okay, assuming all these points, until what stage do we assume that when Reuven went and paid to the nigzal to be able to keep the field, he intends really to give it to Shimon? Meaning, that is only true if on his own he goes to the nigzal and says, hey, let's make a deal, I'll pay you for the field I stole from you, and that way you can stay by Shimon. But once he has to be toveya him bedin, and he has to be Tevea, the Reuven, to come to Bezdin, then Reuven's obviously not a trustworthy guy. If he's a trustworthy guy, he volunteers on his own to go get them, to go pay it up. If he's already being Tevea in the Bezdin, then we don't see Reuven as being so magnanimous over here trying to get the field to give it to Shimon. And even if he ends up paying and keeping the field, Lav Dafki wants to give it to Shimon. Or, Amar Rav Huna Chasman Badin, Chiba Rav Amar Ad Demata Ad Kurasa Liyadi. No, the fact that you were called to Bezdin is no big deal, as long as the din wasn't paskin yet. Once the din's paskin yet, and Bezdin has to force you to pay, that already shows that you're not doing it for any altruistic purposes. Rav Papa Amar Ad Machlin Yuma Achrasa. We know the halacha is that after Bezdin paskins you owe money, now Bezdin gives you 30, 60, 90 days, depending on what the reason is, for them to get the best price for your fields, so you'll be able to have to pay. So maybe even if you pay before then, that's also considered like you're doing it for good reasons because you want to get it back for Shimon. But if you wait till then, after that, then clearly you had no interest in buying the field back. It's only Bezdin forcing you to pay for the field, in which case, lav dafki, you want to give it to Shimon. So it's actually like a sort of a backward svar. Right? The more nicer Reuven is when he tries to get the field, the more we assume he's doing it to help Shimon. But if he's actually being forced, then lav dafki is you want to help Shimon at all, then Shimon wouldn't get the field. Maske Flor Rami Machabas. Rami Machabas asked the question we started with. Michti, how did Shimon acquire the field from Reuven? When they made the false sale, right? It wasn't really a sale. How did they acquire it? It was a shtara. But hashtara chas bibi almu. Turns out that shtara was nothing. There was no kinyan ever made. Shimon never bought the field from Reuven. It doesn't exist. Right? The sale was a full sale. We said yesterday, he gets his money back, blah, blah, blah. So now that you're telling me that Reuven goes ahead and buys the field from Levi, what is the mechanics that it's now niknet to Shimon? Where's the kinyan? Where's the mice and kinyan at all? So, amale rava tehei b'mamina. You know what the case is? The case is when Reuven sells it to Shimon, and then Shimon says, look, I know something fishy is going on here. I trust that you're going to take care of everything. And that's all. It doesn't bother him. Bahu ano deleika amale midi. From the fact that Reuven gets ano that Shimon did not bother him, and he trusted him because Samachalayu Tarachu Maisile, he's going to go out of his way, like we said, to go get it back from the Nigzal to get the field, and therefore Gomar Umaknile, and he's Gomer to make a kinyan. That doesn't really explain the nature of the mechanics of the kinyan. The Mefarshim explain it a whole bunch of different ways. Some Mefarshim say that this is a kinyan kesef. The fact that you gave me Hana, the fact that Shimon gave Reuven Hana, so Reuven is mocking the field, some sort of kinyan kesef. Other Mefarshim say no, it's what we call a smichos das. We have over here, as we'll talk about in the sugya in a second, about being makne davar shaloi bal yadam. This is like a smichos das halacha. It's a smichos das that I'm telling you when I get it, I'm going to give it to you, and that works. Even if it's a davar shaloi bal yadam, because Reuven doesn't own it yet when he made the kinyan. Taisus seems to say it's a kashek mimcha, that I'm telling you now that when I'm writing the shtar, when I buy it, it will automatically be makhtidu, which we'll see in Amid Beis how and maybe that works. So there's a number of different ways how this type of kinyan is working, or it could be it's just a dindra bonnet. It's a dindra bonnet of a smichos das kind of thing. Chazal said in this case where we see that you got anah and you want to really, really want to give it to Shimon, it automatically works and it goes to Shimon and you have no right to take it back and keep it for yourself. Meisiv Sheshiv. Sheshiv asks the obvious kasha. Sheshiv says, we have a brisa about it being makne a davar shaloi bal yadam. Remember, in this case, Reuven is quote-unquote giving Shimon something that Reuven doesn't really own yet. Says the mother, it's a classic case. Someone says, Masha irish me abba machalach, that which I'm going to get be a rush of my father, I'm selling to you, but the father's still alive. O Masha talamu tzudasi, that which I'm going to catch in my net, I want to sell to you, machalach lemer klum. It's a davar shaloi bal yadam. A davar shaloi bal yadam, something you don't own yet, you cannot sell. The brisa finishes up before we get to the end of the kasha. Masha irish me abba hayoim. My father's sick, mamish today, chas v'shalom, and he's going to die now. I'm going to sell it to you. Or masha talim utzudasi ayam. I'm going to catch some fish today. I need to sell it. Machalach dvarv kayam. That works. Gemara will explain why that works in a minute. But from the ratio that we clearly see that you cannot be makne davar shaloi bal yadam. It doesn't work. So I'm a Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama says that's what I was telling you. Ha gavra vati yufta. Yes, Rav was a gvaldika tamachachem, but you see the brisa says not like Rav. You see that even when Reuven goes and buys the field later, it doesn't go to Shimon. There was no kinyan there. There's no kinyan. It doesn't work, and there's nothing to talk about. I'm a Rav. No. Gavra kochazina. I see Rav was a tamachachem. Ti yufta loy kochazina. But I don't see the kasha from this brisa. Hocha samchadaita. Hocha loy samchadaita. Again, it gets back to the smichos das question. In the case where a person says, when I'm going to be yarsh my farm, I'm going to sell it to you. When I catch fish in my trap, I'm going to sell it to you. Who knows what will happen? It won't happen. Nifa the lekeach and the meicha have no smichos das. They have no assumption it's really going to occur. Well, we hear where Reuven already went through the process of selling it to Shimon. Shimon assumes that Reuven's going to clean it up and take care of the business and make sure that eventually he acquires the field from the Nigzal, and therefore it could be a proper kinyan. So it's not a chesaron over here of Davar Shalom B'Le'olam, says Rava, because over here there's smichus das. Again, whether that's a din derabbanan or maybe some sort of din deraisa that gets around the problem of Davar Shalom B'Le'olam, the Mefarshim discuss, but he's just pointing out a fundamental nafkamina between a classic Davar Shalom B'Le'olam and this case. Like we said, he's going to go out of his way to make sure Shimon knows that Reuven's going to go out of his way to make sure to make the deal work so he won't be called the Gazan. Over here, when he's catching fish or over Yerusha, no smichas das. So this question seems to be a big tumult on the Beis Medrash. Shochol kameder of Abba Bar Zavda. So they sent to Rabbi Zav that Rav had paskin. Then Reuven buys the field that goes to Shimon. And this question that we asked for the brayzer of Davar Shalom B'Le'olam, and Amar Lahu, and he said to them, Zu ene tzricha lifnim. This question I'm not bringing in to the Beis Medrash. The Rashi says two opposite pshatim of what this statement means. Either this statement means that this is such an easy answer, I don't even have to bring it into the Beis Medrash to ask the question, or this question is such a difficult question, no one in the Beis Medrash is going to know the answer, and therefore I'm not going to bring it into the Beis Medrash. So, Mikatzela Katzera, Rashi explains what his issue was. But I'm a Rava, Zutzurch of them. Rava says, wherever you want to go, Rava says, no. This is a valid question, but it has a valid answer. V'lifnifnim, it has to be even l'fnaylifnim. This is a big chiddush what we're saying. That smichus das is making the kinyan. But Rava says that's the pshat in the price. It's not a chesaron davar shalom b'le'olam when both parties assume it's absolutely going to happen and they're working to make it happen. This continued this tumult. Have you heard the Pumpadisa? Same discussion came up when they were learning Bamatzi and Pumpadisa. Vosuvu, and they asked this question. Again, Rav Yosef said, either I'm not letting this question in, or it's such an easy question. And Abaye, Rav Yosef's Talmud says, Zu tzricha lifnim v'lifnay lifnim. This is an amazing pshat of Gemara we need over here. Hachasam chadayta, hachalaysam chadayta. Very good. So therefore, we're coming out that even though it's a davar shalom b'le'olam, Reuven doesn't really own it yet. Smichus das makes it work based on whatever lamdus you want to go with. So, okay, that's very good. But Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Sefer, the end of that brisa said that if you say that what the father is going to be merged to me today, or what I'm going to catch in my traps today, that the mechira does work. Why? There's no smichus das. You don't know if you're going to catch anything. You don't know if the father is necessarily going to die, and it's a davar shalom b'le'olam. So why in the sefer the brisa does it work? So Rabbi Yechon, you're right. The Sefer of the Braisa is a din derabbanon. Sefer Masha'irish Miyaba Yoy Mishim Kovet Ovid. The issue is he's selling the Yerusha early, a few hours early, because he needs to raise the cash to pay for the burial. He needs to raise the cash to pay the Chevra Kadisha. Nat Mishim Kovet Ovid. Chazal said if he's ready, a Goysis, etc., we will go ahead and allow you midderabbanon to make such a kinyan so that you can raise the funds. Masha Talmud Tzedasi Ayay, when you sell the fish you're going to catch today, even though it's a davar shalom b'le'olam, mishum kedei chayah. Because that's the business people are in when you're a hunter. Right? You're a hunter, you need to make money. How do you make money? You go to the shuk in the morning, you say, look, I'm going out fishing today. Can someone prepay me? You want to pay me? I'll give you a cheaper price in the morning than in the afternoon. Prepay me for the fish, and then I'll go catch the fish and I'll bring it to you. We let you do that because otherwise you have no business. The whole business is that people prepay you to go catch these fish. That's the way you do your business. Chazal said, "Midrabbanan," that kinyan works. But if it's whatever fish I catch over the next month, that's not something that's soymich das. But more importantly, that's not necessarily part of your business. And that's something you need to be able to feed your family. And therefore, Chazal never made takan in that case. So this leads us to a whole discussion of davar shalom b'le'olam. Amar Ravuna Marav. Amar Lechaver, Sada Shani Lokeach, a field that I'm going to buy. When I purchase it, I'm going to sell it to you. So Rin says to Shimon, I'm about to buy a field from Levi. When I buy it, it should become yours. He throws in here Me'achshav. Why you need Me'achshav? Taisus and Amanalf debates where the Me'achshav comes from. Not for our sugi right now. But he says, I'm selling it to you. So it's a davar shalom b'le'olam. I'm selling it to Shimon when I don't yet own it because I didn't buy it there from Levi. So kana, it works. Amar Rav, Mestaber Milsa the Rav, that which Rav said that this works is Besad the Stop. If you say any field, I'm going to buy a field. I don't know which field it's going to be. A field I'm going to buy. Whenever I buy it, I'm going to give it to you. Fine. Of a Besad the Zoo, if I say to Shimon, I'm going to buy specifically this field on the corner plot. And when I buy that corner plot, I'm going to give it to you. Loi, L'chayra, then I could say as far why it doesn't work. Miyemer the Mezabele Nehile. Who says, and as if I say, I'm going to find the field somewhere. Whenever I find the field somewhere and I buy it, I want to give it to you. Fine. But if I say I want to buy this specific field, who says the owner is going to sell it to me?
There's no smichas das. Who says he's going to sell to me? Therefore, he says, even if you're going to contemplate Rav's halacha that there's no chesaron here, v'davar shel be'adam, l'chayra, that only makes sense when it's a generic thing. But if it's specific and it's not be'yodait for you to do it, me'echate said shor. But, v'lekim ha'marav ha'filo b'sad hazu. I swear, Rav said it even when we're talking about a specific field. How do you know that? I'll tell you why. Michti, where does Rav's halacha come from? Over here, there's no smichus das. There's no, he has no vested interest in doing it. Rav over here is only going, over here, we've crossed the red line. Anam et Aleph, we said you have a smichus das because Reuven has a vested interest to make sure it gets to Shem. Then we never brought Rav Meir into the discussion. Even without Chitis or Meir, we could say, even if normally we hold Adam, ain't Adam Makhtad Dabash, but over here we have smichus das, we have a kinyan, etc. Fine. But now when you say stam, any field I buy, I'm going to give to you, that already crosses a red line. Now we get into the world of other makna dava shalom, and that only works according to Shitas of Meir. And Rav, Paskin's like Rav Meir, that other makna dava shalom alayalam, you could make a kinyan on something you don't own yet. And where did Rav Meir say it? Tisanya. Hoy Melisha, if you say to a woman, his gad shili lachash is gair. It's an amazing thing. The guy's a goy. And he says, I'm being Megayer tomorrow. I want us to have a Kedushin tomorrow. It should work with the money I'm giving you now. Well, Lachash says, as Gairi, or if the woman becomes a Gairis. Lachash is Shtachre, when I become free from being an Eved. An Eved Kenani. Lachash is Shtachri, when you become free from being a Shevchah Kenanis. Lachash Yem is Balech. That's a little dangerous one. So I'm going to Mekadesh you now. Your husband's alive, but it should be kick in as soon as he's dead. Lachash Yotzach Levimich. You're Zokal to Yibum now. And after the Chalitza, it should kick in. Lachash Yotamas Achaysech. I'm married now to your sister. She might die. And if she dies, I want to be married to you right away. All these things, the Tanakhama says, Enim Mekudeshes. Because right now, you can't be Mekadesh in any of these cases. It's a Dover Shalab Aliyalim. But Remeir says Mekudeshes. Remeir says it works. And Rav, Paskin's like you're married. Now, wait a second. V'ha Isha kesod azudamya. Right? Isha is not something that's biyodai. Isha is the equivalent of, I want to buy this specific field because I want to make a kaddish to this Isha, and right now she's married, or right now she's Yibum, or right now she's a goya still. And yet Rameir says it works, damya. V'amra Rameir mekudesha. So you see, if Rav Paskin's like your mayor, has nothing to do with smichos das. Stam. Adam makna devash lebadim. Even by something not biyodai at all, it works. Okay. Switching topics, back to a topic we talked about earlier. Amar Shmuel. Amoitzi shtar hakno b'shuk. We talked about a shtar hakno. Shtar hakno means that I wrote a shtar that Shimon owes money to Reuven, even if Reuven never actually lent Shimon the money. You can be mechayv yourself with a Kenyan type of shtar that you owe the money. If you walk in the shuk and you find such a shtar, so Shmuel said, yachzir lebailim. You can return it back to the Reuven. You can return it to the malva that's written in the shtar. How do you know? As we had the whole Gemara before, maybe the Leiva dropped it. Maybe it was never used. No. Dimishum the cost of lova. If you're worried about that the loan never took place, hashi benafshe. We don't care if the loan took place. Ashtar hakna means I'm a chuyiv to pay you whether I got a loan or didn't get a loan. It's a dangerous thing to write, but that's what you wrote. So that's not a debate. What's the only question? Dimishum piroyin. If you're worried that maybe it was already used and paid back, this was Shmuel's sheet that we quoted earlier on Yudalid, that Shmuel says, I'm not worried about Piroyan. Why? Shmuel says, the overriding svara here is that if the loan was paid off, then Shimon, the Leiva, would have ripped the shtar up. And for the fact that the shtar is not ripped up, that automatically indicates to us it's a valid shtar and it's the Malvish shtar, and you should give it back to Reuven, and Reuven can collect with it. That was Shmuel's svara always. Ein chashin el piroi. Amar Rav Nachman, listen to this. Amar Rav Nachman, Abba min safri dani demar Shmuel. I remember my father, says Rav Nachman. He was one of the dayanim in Shmuel's bezdin. Havei vavina kvar sheva. I was a little child, 6 or 7 years old, and I remember some of the piskei halacha that came out of that bezdin. V'dachranan, I remember Davi Machrizi v'amri they paskin hani shtari haknaisa. If you have some shtar hakna, the mitshtakhi b'shukha, that you find them in a shuk, nadrina lemarayu, you give it back to the other. Right? Think about it. If we walk in the street now and you find a check, you write a check written from Reuven to Shimon. So this is Mamish's case. Who do you give the check to? Do you assume the check was his, or do you say, for whatever reason, he gave it back, he didn't need it, he paid him cash, who knows? This case, he says, you give it back to Reuven. Whatever his name is, the recipient, it's his. Amar Vav, Amram, Afan and Amitanina. So the Chayetz, Beferish Abraisa. The Braisa says, Kol Maisa Bezdin Areza Yachzer. Anytime you find something which is an official document from Bezdin, you give it back to the owner, which in this case, of course, is the Malva. So you give it back to the Malva. Alma Lecha Shilin Piroi. You see clearly, you're not worried that it's paid off. So we see Mamish, as Braisa, is Mamish like Shmuel. Amalei Mzera. Mzera says that price has nothing to do with Shmuel. Maslis the Mishtari Chal to Osavad Karasa. The Lav Bnei Pirayinu. That shtar, when it says that Maisa Bezdin, you return, is not a regular Halva document or even a Shtarak Nod document. It's talking about a document that your Bezdin writes when the Leiva refuses to pay. And when the Leiva refuses to pay after the whole process we had, then they write a shtar that says to the Malvet, you can go take one of his fields, and that field belongs to you. Automatically, Bezdin removes the field from the Leiva and gives it to the Malvet. And in that case, even if the Leiva then comes up with money, it's too late. It's too late. So when we say shtar Bezdin, you return to the Malvet, it doesn't mean a shtar about the loan. Maybe a shtar about the loan is Pirayim. Maybe not like Shmuel. But a shtar chalatoso, a shtar karoso, which announces that it belongs to Reuven Mamish, that type of shtar you can return to Reuven. Amar Rava, I don't agree with you. Just because Bezdin gives the field of the Leiva to the Malva, doesn't mean the Leiva can't pay and get it back. Even if you give the field to the Malva, the Leiva has 12 months to come up with the money. It's not even after 12 months, forever. If the Leiva comes up with the cash, he can get back his field. In which case, if you find such a shtar, you still have to be chayshish. Maybe it was paid, maybe it was not paid. And yet the Braisa says, you don't. So you have a raya that the Braisa says that you return it, like Shmuel, that it's ein chashin ale pirayim. But says Rav, I can explain to you a difference. Rav, no. The truth is, there's a fundamental difference between a shtar halva and between a shtar at karos. Hasam hainu time. I'll tell you why over there you can return it to Reuven without any questions. The loive, if he didn't rip up the shtar and he didn't get the shtar back, it's his own fault. Why? When he finally came up with the cash and went to pay Reuven back to get his field back, he should have ripped up the shtar. Inami or the michtav shtar chunei aliyah, or he should have written a second shtar that proves that he's the owner now. The medina arale boy lemahadeh. The truth is, once Bezdin paskins that the loiva's field goes to the malva, who owns this field now? The malva. No question, it's owned by the malva. But to be nice people, who dem rabbanan tahadeh. The rabbanan said, if the Leiva comes up with the money within 12 months or whatever, we let the Leiva buy the field back from the Malva. That's the key word over here. It's not the Peshad, he's being paid to his field, and it was his field all done. No, it really belonged to the Malva. The Leiva is now buying it back. Oh, buying it back? Then you better write a shtar. And if you don't write a shtar, then you're a fool. Okay? Hilkach me reishu because of it. It's really a new sale. He should have written an own shtar. If he didn't, then he's a fool, and we give it back to the Malva. By regular shtar choiv, just because the shtar is on the ground, Shmuel said the Leiva should have ripped it up. Maybe Misa the party by the mikre shtara. Who says that when he came and paid back the loan, the Malva gave him the shtar? Maybe when he came and paid back the loan, the Malva made up a story. And the Malva said, the Malva said, I don't have the shtar here, I have to go find it. I'll give it to you tomorrow. Or, I don't have it. Inami, if Pshita the Safri Zayarle, I'm not giving the Leiva back the shtar because he didn't pay for the cipher fees yet, and you have to pay for that. And therefore, the Malva hang on to the shtar, even though it was paid up. And therefore, we're arguing on Shmuel. Shmuel said, automatically, if you paid up a loan, you should get the shtar back. And if you get the shtar back, you should rip it up. And if you don't rip it up, that itself is a raya, then it belongs to the Malva. Rava says, no. Rava says, in this case, it could very well be the Malva tricked him. The Malva said, oh, yeah, you paid me up. Thank you very much. I'll give you the shtar tomorrow. I don't have it here. You owe me money for something else. And therefore, now the Malva loses the shtar. Mechate said that it's not Perua. Maybe it was already Perua. And if he's not Dafka, can you give it back? So we have Machlaikis over here by such a shtar. By a shtar of Bezdin, everybody agrees. A shtar of Karasa, no question. The Leiva should never have done it without a proper shtar or ripping up the shtar. And therefore, in that case, he loses. Amar Avo, Hamoitzi shtar choiv b'shuk. Continuing on this point, if you find a shtar halva, Ava b'shakasa by Henpin, even though it's already certified by Bezdin that the loan took place, lo yechzi u'lebalim. You do not give it back to the Malva, arguing on Shmuel. If there's no henpik, nikol memer kasev lois v'lava. The first shayla, if you don't have a certification on the document, then mehechates the loan never took place. And I feel kasev by henpik. Even if you have a certification on the document that Bezdin agrees the loan took place, umay near the mekuyim that they mekayim the signatures lo yachzir the chashin on the pirayin. He argues on Shmuel and he says you don't know. Maybe the Leiva paid it up and the Malva didn't give him back the shtar. Now the Malva dropped the shtar and now the Malva is going to try to collect the second time.
Ace Rav Yamila Ravo, we asked the kasha. Said the Braisa said, Kol Maisa Bezdan Arezer Yaksu. You give it back to the Malvi. You're not Kayash Lepiroyim. Some of them, Rav Yirmiyah's son sent him, or Yirmiyah Bri, he called him Yirmiyah Bri. It wasn't really his son. It was like a name of love. Loi Kol Maisa Bezdan Shavim. It says, Lav Dafka. Ela kagan shuhukse kafram, right? Lo yikol ma'isa bezdin shavim. Ela kagan shuhukse kafram. Maybe in that case we're talking about a case where we think he's a cheater. If we think he's a cheater, the loif is a cheater, then we give it back to the malva. But not always. Some are rafam. We should shuhukse kafram. Chodazim nesulei pakal klal. Just because one time the guy messed up and we think he's a cheater, he's always going to be stuck in bezdin. That's not true. We'll see tomorrow's daf many details of when we think a person's a cheater and when he's not. But that's not a reason that we should return the shtar to the malva. As we said, that was it said that a shtar really chashina lepiroyin, and you don't give it back to the malva because you don't know was the loan paid or not. That which it said kol ma'isa bezdin, you return it to the malva. Is talking about that kind of shtar where he was collecting the field already after the loiver refused to pay. Which we said in that case, if the loiver did actually pay, he should have ripped up the shtar or written another shtar mechira on it. And if he doesn't, then it's his own fault. But we're coming out now. If you have a shtar, even if the shtar is mekuyah. Shmuel says the fact that the loivit did not rip up the shtar is automatically a raya that it's the malva shtar, and all the other rabbis say no, we don't know what it is. Chashina lepirayin, it could be paid it off, and he made all kinds of tricks why he didn't give it back to the loivit. And therefore, the loivit could not have ripped it up, and therefore, when you find it, you cannot necessarily return it, as we discussed early in the Masechta. Agot and Shabbos.